Thank you for holding. Is this Barbara? Hi, Barbara. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, I guess. Just catching up on some stuff that came through over the weekend. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line mainly to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
I was telling her that I tried it back in April and for about 5 months, and I was paying for it every month, and no one, not one person that I told the name of my company could Google it and find me at all. Not even like on a basic search. You would have to know the exact name of my website to find me on the internet at all.
Whoa.
So I was telling her that I also feel like I'm just putting too much money into the business and not getting enough because I'm only limited to so many houses right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go in reverse and do the same thing I did previously.
Right, right. I mean, no, I don't think anybody does. That sounds like a bad experience, you know?
Yes.
Our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We were established in 2004. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. So we don't even call out unless we have a listing available. I don't really know, like, what companies you've used in the past, but, you know, all our clients get up there. I can't say you're going to get, like, 100 clients by us putting you up there, but I've never had a client. I've never had a client, like, not make it to the first page. It sounds like a scam. But I did see you're also doing Home Advisor, and I know that's not the most cost-efficient system. How do you like that?
So I just started that about a week ago. Well, I should say I set it up not even a week ago, and this week would be my first official week with the leads, and it's not a cheap thing, of course, as you should probably know. And I'm going to just test it out and see how it works. But I guess if you ask me that in a few weeks, I'll let you know the for sure answer. Because I had to get, you know, background checks and send the business license and the tax EIN number and whatnot. So you have to get certified first before they even list you up.
Yeah. No, so that's not a bad idea, you know. I mean, I got to say, you know, if you didn't do that, we probably wouldn't even be considering you for first page placement on Google. You have to qualify. Yeah, you have to be on that qualified candidates list. But the reason I asked is just because, you know, they're on Google. Like, they pay Google about $8 million every month to be on the first page all over the country. And that's where a lot of their leads come from, is people who are searching on the first page of Google. They just type in landscaping or cleaning services. And there's the top recommended companies where we're talking about listing you now. But just underneath it, there's Home Advisor and Angie's List listings. And those, you know, I know when they get a lead, they sell those leads to about three or four people. It doesn't just go to you. And they charge you the lead fee, whether you get the job or not. That's what they don't always mention.
And they say make sure you call them ASAP, like immediately, if you don't want somebody else to get that before you.
Yeah, call them as soon as possible because we're selling it to five people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a unique system for sure. But what I can say is that, you know, I've had a lot of people that I've worked with who have used that system, and they always prefer being on the first page of Google just because people call you directly as a live call instead of you having to call them back in a panic and feel like you have to get them no matter what because they're going to charge you a lead fee, or if I don't get them, I'm still getting charged the lead fee, you know.
That's true.
So it's always nice to go, okay, I know this is all I'm spending each month, and I'm going to be up there anytime somebody searches. So if they're out there looking, they're going to see me as an option. And then by the time they call you, they're basically ready to go because they'll be able to see your reviews. They'll be able to see your site up there, you know, a name, address, phone number. They can get a hold of you directly from there. So if they do pick you, I mean, you're basically already chosen. It's up to you to lose at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So, it's not always the most cost-efficient thing, though. I know you said you're just starting the business, and it's kind of like you're spending a lot of money. You had a lot going
correct,
out.
Correct.
And that's actually a pretty normal trend. Most businesses, I feel like, you know, it takes like a solid year of just pounding at it before it's like, okay, now we're in the green.
Yeah.
And so you're almost there.
Telling, you said Tara, was that her name?
Yeah, Tara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was telling her that my primary job, I just simply work at an eye doctor's office. So I really don't have much to give out. So I'm already practically reduced all my hours with them just to put into the business. And right now, compared to the amount of houses and places I'm able to clean and the money I'm putting out, is kind of like not weighing
hard
out.
Hard to offset. Yeah, yeah. How many jobs do you think you would need to break even with your current budget that you're spending?
God knows. I would need a lot.
Yeah.
So
my
goal is to do a couple houses a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the minimum, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, you're definitely going to need this kind of exposure if you're going to get that kind of volume, you know. I think you definitely had a bad experience, but you're not wrong in going for that platform or going for Home Advisor by Angie's. You got to do it. It's just the success of the company and the calls you're getting is going to be dependent on the business that you're working with. Our company,
correct,
like I said, we have 20 years experience or nearly 20 years experience, and it's month to month. So we're not getting paid if you're not getting paid. If you're not getting calls and making money, you're not coming back next month, you know, and we know that. But at the same time, we have a 98% retention rate through our 20 years. Average client satisfaction rating of 4.7 out of 5 with over 5,000 reviews.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. Most of the time when people sign up for our services, they don't relinquish their spot unless they, you know, move to another area or they're closing and retiring, you know? So as far as cost, though, just to kind of shoot you straight on it, with the discounts and everything, and I've already taken into consideration some of the stuff that you're already using, too, and the new in business credit, you know, I could get the pricing down to $199 month to month. If you go on that pricing page that Tara sent you, that same package is normally $499 month to month. It's called our Pro Package. So it's not just that first page placement on Google, but you're on the first page of Bing. They pull from Google's top three to list their top five. And then there's about 60 other directories that we can submit you to as well. Things like Yelp and Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Those are all platforms that'll help you get clients as well while using our services. But your bread and butter is going to be Google and the mobile platform on Google because everybody's searching on their iPhones, Androids, and tablets nowadays.
Okay. That's not bad at all compared to what the last rep told me. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's usually $499. So if I didn't apply those credits, then, you know, you'd probably be looking at something a little more expensive. But I'm going, man, if I could get this as low as possible and get her foot in the door, I know that if you compare it to Home Advisor, there's no way you're going back to that or going to continue with that service because, you know, those guys' lead fees are like $30, $40 a pop. They make it out like it's $17, $15.
How they do it, they set you up for like a yearly rate is like $300 to work with Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
$300 a year. But
right,
they have you pay a down payment, well, like a flat rate if you want to of $750.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your lifetime. You don't have to pay a yearly rate. And
mm-hmm.
that $750 would also be considered your lead. So the fee is kind of waived and it's just towards your leads, but it's like those leads are between $20 to $50-something.
Oof, yeah. So here's the thing. So like right now, if you look up Clean and Green Landscaping and Cleaning Services LLC, the only thing that you're gonna find is Home Advisor, and that number, they can't call you live through that platform. They're getting turned into a lead.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they get texted to you instead of coming through as live calls. And so being on that directory for a lifetime and only having that is not good. That benefits them. Yeah, it benefits them more than you because now you just cornered the business into, have to pay a lead fee for everything. Even people who organically might have found me or heard about me through word of mouth and want to call me directly are going to end up as a lead and may even listen to your competitor or get a call from your competitors in the area. And then, you know, so having Google is always great because you're verified. They use your actual number. So the customers call you directly, you know, and you don't get charged those lead fees. If they're charging you $20-$30 a lead and you just said you're trying to get how many leads a week? A couple calls a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even like how much, I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying I want to at least do two houses, clean the two houses a day. I can get a few calls a day, but I'm going to do at least...
Yeah, but to do it through that platform, you know what I mean? Like, even if you were batting 1,000, like 100% rate, you know, two leads a day over the course of a month, you know, you're gonna buy like 40-50 leads, you know, if not more. I mean, if you're just counting work days, if you're even getting them on the weekends, I mean, you're talking 60-65, you know, so. You know, 60, if you take 60 times even 20 on the lead fees on the low end, you know, that's excessive. I mean, you're talking $1,200 that you're spending that month. And that's if you're batting 1,000. Realistically, if they're going to three or four other people, you're not batting 1,000. You're probably going to need three or four leads to get the one job. You know, so your cost is just going to skyrocket. To where you're spending $1,000, $2,000 a month in order to get the volume that you want. At that point, even when you have that volume, it's you know, the profit. You know, you're losing money. You're working for Home Advisor at that point. So that's my offer to you. I mean, I could do it at $199 month to month. I'd highly recommend giving it a shot rather than just sticking with Home Advisor for a lifetime plan. I'm pretty confident, you know, by the end of the first month, you'll already be able to see what I'm talking about from a return on investment perspective.
Yeah. And I'm thinking it may be wild, but I feel like it's better for me right now, but I feel like... I know the holidays are coming up, and I'm just scared to take the risk.
Well, I mean, also, you got to think from a return on investment perspective, and you got to think long-term, too, because it's not every day that we could put you on that first page. We have to have availability in your industry and area. So let's fast forward. Let's say you get through the holidays, everything goes great like it does almost every year. I mean, at least for me, I love the holidays. I'm always in one of those moods. You can't kill my vibe. But let's fast forward to January 1st, 2024. You know, you're going into the year, you know, paying per lead. And if you spend the next 60 days, that's pretty much what it is, before Christmas, paying $1,000 to $2,000 worth of lead fees, I mean, it's going to look like Santa Claus missed your chimney, you know?
Yeah.
So.
When you say first per lead, that means when you type in cleaning services near me, it'll be one of the first, how many is what I wanted to know.
Yeah, there's three that show up there next to the map. That's where we're talking about, Justinian. Mm-hmm. So you'll be one of those top recommended companies. We don't even call out unless one of those spots is open. So that's why we were reaching out to you today. They give us a qualified candidates list, and then that's how Tara found you.
Okay. I mean, I guess it won't hurt to try at least 1 month.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It's a long-term solution. $199 is a lot easier to offset, too. Let me tell you. Unfortunately, I wish we could have caught you before, Home Advisor. That would have been great, but I don't think we knew your business existed and we didn't have a spot open. So that's just a perfect world scenario. That's not really the reality.
So how soon will I appear? Like, if I started today, how soon will it appear?
Yeah, we tell our clients, I mean, on our end, if it was just on us, it would be like 5 to 7 days, but we say like 10 to 14 because there's a form that you have to fill out. It's called a Google verification form. And then there's a postcard they send you to in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And that usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you. There's a little number on the back of it, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are.
Okay.
So, I mean, you'll be able to see return on investment in the first month, but month two, I think you'll be able to see things really come to fruition because you won't have to go through that setup process again. Once we have you set up and verified, we don't have to re-verify you every month. We just maintain the listing.
I got you. So say it's today I sign up to the 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm not actively going to be on there for 2 weeks. Now, does that 2 weeks count within the first month, or does it start when you guys are able to actually put me on?
No, yeah, it starts today because we would secure the listing and start working on it right away. So we'll take it off the board. That way it doesn't go to another business, and then we start working on your optimization. So we would do like a client interview today if you're available, or tomorrow, whichever is your earliest convenience, and we start working on everything today.
We can go ahead and start it today. I'm trusting you in 2 weeks that I'll see my name on the top three when I type in cleaning savings. I don't do landscaping at all. I even told people when I got the business license. Mm-hmm. Originally, I wanted to do landscaping, but then I realized that's not a good trait for me. I can't do it. It's not well for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, honestly, even before signing you up, you know, just because I want to make sure that this works and turns into a long-term marketing solution, I would say give it at least a full 30 to 45 days to see, like, good return on investment before you evaluate it. Because having you up there versus like calls, conversions, completing the jobs, and then actually making money is two different things. You know what I mean? You might need to be up there for like a week or two before it's actually making you know, some good green. But obviously that pipeline will continue to build. So I did want to throw that out
now,
there.
Will you guys, will that how will I don't know if you guys can help me with this, but I wanted to be able to help me with getting on Google and working with Google. How will I be able to, like, I don't know how to generate Google reviews. I tried and tried the last time to figure out
how. Oh, you're going to love this.
I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a local splash app that you'll have. It's really cool. It actually will track, like, all the calls that you're getting. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information. But also, like, when you're done with jobs, there's a little section in there where you can plug in the customer's number, and it'll send them a live link via text message to your Google business profile. So they could just write a review right there, put the star rating, and then hit submit. The thing about Google reviews that people have trouble with is, like, they have to be logged into an email because they're verified reviews. Google verifies them. You can't just write a bunch of fake reviews on Google. They have to be logged into their email. But when you send that text, most people are usually logged into their iPhone or Android already. You have to be logged into an email usually for your phone, whether it be through iCloud or right. So they could just go ahead and type it in right there on the text, and it's a lot simpler for them. And you could even plug in like people that you've worked with in the past. Go get their number, you know, plug it into that tracking system, send them that link to leave a review. And it's just a convenient, like, kind of indirect way, you know. They just get a message, and it's like, okay, and go fill it out and send it over. So we do that, and you can continue to send them out, you know, follow up with people if you don't see the new reviews coming in. But we're very adamant about getting your reviews up there, too. We don't just want you to be on that first page, but we want you to look like an appealing option so you can maximize your return on investment.
Okay. All right. Well, you've convinced me.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. No, it's a good thing to have. I'm telling you, even if you leave us later, Barbara, you'll still be a Google verified business. So people will still be able to find you on Google, see all your reviews, call you directly. It won't be like what you're doing with Home Advisor. But I think you'll use it for more than a month, but just to kind of give you that peace of mind, like, this is a good thing that you should have for your business, really.
Okay. And this, just to make it clear, like, I would like the landscaping part to be on the back burner. The cleaning services is all I offer
right now.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to do a client interview. I'm going to schedule for you, and then they're going to go over all your keywords that you're going to be listed for, the service area. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we customize the campaign. So that way the calls that come in are always qualified. We don't want to waste your time or that customer's time.
Okay.
Yep. So do you want me to remove the landscaping portion from your business name? Do you just want it to be like cleaning green cleaning services?
As far as like when someone looks it up, yes.
Yeah.
Because legally the business name is the entire thing. But
okay.
On my website, I'm just targeting the cleaning services. So
okay. Let me see the website here. I got the link for the
site. I was about to look at it myself.
Yeah, cleaning green. It just says, oh, well, yeah, no, it says cleaning green cleaning services. It doesn't say anything about landscaping on the site either.
Right. So I'm making it just cleaning services, even though legally the whole thing is the legal name of the company. So, like, my
That's
bank account
fine,
has
though.
Landscaping and cleaning services.
Yeah,
but
it could just be DBA, though.
All they see is cleaning services.
Yeah, it could be DBA. Sometimes people are like, they'll have a really long business name like that, and then they just like hyphenate it, so it's like doing business as CAGCCS or, you know. So DBA is fine. You can do business as whatever you like on the forefront, and then, you know, your legal paperwork, though, there is a form that you're going to want to fill out. So any required like license, insurance, or documents that you have, you're going to want to send those directly to Google through this link that I'm going to send you. It's for your Google verification. And like I said, you only got to verify yourself once. So once you have that verification, you're good to go. And gives people peace of mind that, you know, you're legit. But the website's pretty good. Did you do this yourself?
Okay. I did.
You did good. I've seen some crazy ones from business owners trying to make their own site, so... It's all right,
thank you. I've been getting compliments on it. It makes me feel a little good to have done it myself.
Yeah, no, it's good. I've seen, but, like I said, I've seen people try to make their own, and it comes out like all over the place and really scattered. Did you build it through like Wix or GoDaddy?
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy, okay. Oh yeah, I see here at the bottom, powered by GoDaddy. Okay. Services.
I really like that company. It allows people to make payments and schedule and everything right from the website.
Yeah, GoDaddy actually has really compatible sites, too, for Google optimization. So we actually kind of like them, too. GoDaddy and Wix are, like, our two favorites. Any other ones, we're just kind of like, okay, we're probably going to have some issues with them because sometimes they don't communicate well or they don't really have, like, the right kind of team over there to be able to communicate things. Like if Google's saying, hey, you need to change this, you know, we're not listing you for landscaping, but, you know, when people are looking up cleaning services and they click on you, all they see is landscaping. We need to change it. And then relaying that information, if it's not GoDaddy or Wix, is a huge headache.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Okay. Looks like... I got an error. So you didn't receive the text messages that I've been sending over?
I did. I just saw a text. Should I do something?
Okay. No, I was just at this point, if you'd like, but I was just getting these notifications back saying that you weren't receiving them, so I was kind of concerned about that. As long as you're getting them, that's the key, because we're going to continue to communicate via text.
Okay.
Okay. What's your last name, Barbara?
Dorsey hyphenated Tarum.
Okay. Dorsey?
Correct.
And then the other one? Tarum?
And then T-A-R-H-U-M.
T-A-R-H-U-M. Oh, like Parham?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I have kind of experienced both of those last names in my lifetime. my cousin's maiden name is Dorsey, so her husband's a friend of mine. I see usually on college. What was that?
I was saying you don't see too many Dorseys.
Yeah, that's why I was like, And then, you know, ironically, I grew up in Southern California, so I like the Chargers, and one of their main players from their football team, his last name is Parham, and I've actually seen him and, like, met him, and he's, like, really nice to my son and everything, so I see him around a lot. He's a real tall guy. He's, like, one of the tallest guys in the NFL, but his name is Donald Parham, so it's kind of interesting. I was like, two very unique last names into one.
Yeah.
My wife still hyphenates her last name. It drives me crazy, though. Ain't gonna lie.
See, it's just, like, my taxes somehow is still linked to my maiden name. But my ID has my updated name, so it's kind of complicated. So I just stick to both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife's originally from Central America. And once I got married, I, like, adjusted all her paperwork and everything. But then everything kept coming back. Like, first it was Salinas Rodriguez, because they just do that a lot in Latino countries. But then all of her paperwork, instead of it switching over and just coming back as Hill, it just kept coming back as Rodriguez, which is her dad's last name. So they, like, got rid of the hyphen, but then she was using her dad's last name. And I was like, it'd be a lot better for your paperwork if you actually had my last name. So it's kind of obvious that you're married to me.
Yeah.
Then she goes to adjust it, and everything comes back now as Hill Rodriguez. And I'm going, I don't know if that's right either. So I don't know. I just leave it like that. Like, it is what it is. What's your business email where I could send you everything in writing?
cleanandgreen.va@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And do you want the LLC displayed in your business name? It looks more professional.
That's fine.
Okay. And what about, like, for the AND? Do you want me to use the asterisk sign, like the AND symbol?
I've been writing it out.
Okay.
So we might just keep writing it out, because that way I won't get confused on anything.
Okay.
I need to remember how I have certain sites.
Yeah, we send you all the invoice receipts via email, too. So, like, you'll have the business name and, like, your first and last name on there. So you could still write this off as a business expense. You'll actually get it back come January or February when you do the taxes.
Okay.
Hopefully you've been collecting all those invoices and receipts. That's kind of the new thing about being a business owner, is you want to get, like, a business account and then kind of monitor all your transactions, or have a good CPA that you can kind of print out all the business account transactions and give it to them. That way they could just write off everything that's a business expense, all your gas and everything that you use throughout the year.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage.
Sign up for my business account.
Yeah, and you have that LLC too, so, like, you should be all set for, you know, maximum tax exemptions. I think that's the big bonus of being a business owner, is you could write so much stuff off that you can't do normally. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a learning curve, but I think once people figure that out, you know, after the first year or so of doing that and you really got it down, then it's like, okay, then you can really make some money. Not as bad as when you're an employee, they kind of take an arm and a leg from you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. What's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
120.
120.
Just the letter N.
N.
For North.
Okay.
And then 1668.
60.
Avenue. So that's 116.
Oh, 1668?
16th, 16th.
Oh, gotcha, TH. Okay, Avenue.
So I'll say it all over. It's going to be 120 North 16th Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, 23860.
Okay, that's where we're having the disconnect to, is Hopewell. Okay, interesting. Were you previously in Chesterfield?
I own a house in Chesterfield as well.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. They had a Chesterfield zip code.
So business purposes, the place of residence or Hopewell Circle, or any business that you're trying to open, they have to have a physical address. And since I own a house,
right,
and this is where I'm living, is this one. But
right,
marketing-wise and as far as a sales thing, I do it from Chesterfield because it's a bigger city than Hopewell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so they're going to send you a pin, and then that pin kind of marks your center location there on the map. And then you could cover up to a 30-mile radius and up to 15 different keywords from that point.
Okay.
So did you want to have Hopewell be the center point, or did you want to have Chesterfield be the center point?
30 miles from Hopewell is fine.
Okay.
Because there's right, still get Chesterfield and partially in Rico and Richmond, so it'll be still
yep,
pretty good.
Okay. And then I'm going to hide your street address. I don't think anybody needs to show up to that address anyway. You're going to go to them. So I'll hide that.
Correct. Please hide it.
But you can receive mail there, right? You'll be able to get the postcard?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I believe I'm doing it from 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
That's Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays, it's 7 to 3.
Okay, and then Sunday closed?
Correct.
All right, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not doing check.
Okay.
Is that bad? Because I don't have, like, a check reader, and I don't do anything with check thus far. I've just been doing cash and card.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's really just preference. I have guys tell me all the time they don't take checks, too, because, like, if the check bounces, that's a really awkward confrontation that you have to have.
Correct.
Nah, yeah.
I have to stay away from that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to strangle anybody. You mean I did all that and there ain't nobody in there?
Yeah. Exactly. That would not
be. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the ugly side of me for sure.
Especially
okay,
if I have to pay people to come help me sometimes. Oh, I have 7:30 to 7:30. I'm sorry, I had to look back on the website.
Okay, let me adjust that. 7:30 to 7:30.
And then on Saturdays it's 7:30 to 2:30.
Oh, okay. Let me adjust. So Monday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30.
Because I realize I take my kids to school around 6:45, so I needed to base it off of my children as well.
You know what's crazy is I have two little boys and neither of them are of age to go to school yet. I mean, I guess I could put them in preschool, but they're 4 and 2. So they're like really
aww,
close, but I haven't, yeah, next year I'll do the kindergarten thing. I'm kind of ready for it though. It's crazy.
I bet.
The bathroom is horrible. Yeah, boys are just crazy, and it's like they got to baby proof the doors. They're my oldest is like obsessed with like trying to play with the light sockets and putting things in the toilet and flushing it, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's crazy. It's okay though, it'll be worth it. It's just a matter of time. I feel bad for my wife when I come home though. She's usually like they're bouncing off the walls. They don't really listen until
she's
dad comes home.
Probably for you to come in the house and grab a child.
Yeah, I'm like the voice of reason. I come in like, hey, and then they all sit down. They both look at me like, oh, crap.
Aww.
He's here.
That's true.
It's in a good way, though. They love dad. It's just dad's just strict. Mom just kind of gets ran over. She's not the biggest person, and they're just
yeah. They have to fuss a little more, mom, too.
Yeah, she's kind of soft on them, though, too. Like, she when I give them that look, or it looks like I'm going to get them upside the head, she's kind of like, gets the cover. No, don't get them. I'm like, they're going to have to learn at some point. Like, geez.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we always got to have that talk. Like, just let me just do my part. You do your part. Alright, so I got your profile all squared away. I'm like multitasking back here. For the client interview, usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but, you know, we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a good time today where we could circle back and do the client interview with you?
One second. How late are you guys open?
I think the last slot they have available today would be between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have like a 5:30-ish ready? Open?
I could do 5 to 6 or 6 to 7. They like to give it like a full hour.
5 to 6 is good. That's perfect, actually.
Okay. You have boys or girls?
I have 4 children. This is another reason why I hate spending money. They squeeze every penny out of me. I feel like.
Oh, I know. I'm the third.
He's 13.
Of 4. Oh, he's 13? Oh, I know how that is. I'm already getting ready for
and
that.
All he wants.
Eat, right?
He wants Nikes and the nicest jeans he can.
Yeah.
$18, sir. No more than $18 for jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm a pack of t-shirts kind of guy myself. I got polos for like dress, for work clothes, but once I get home, I'm just pack of t-shirts, shorts. I hope they follow that step. I'm not doing all that name brand stuff. Maybe for like their sports and stuff, I'll get them like, you know, some good Nikes and stuff like that. But I used to have my mom yelling at me all the time. I'm the third of 4. And it was like boy, girl. So I have a younger sister, an older sister, and an older brother. And I was always eating so much. I guess I just happened to be the biggest at all of us.
Wow.
Yeah, I just remember my mom like, I just paid $400 for groceries yesterday. And where's that box of cereal? Jonathan! I can just hear.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because I would go get the whole
box. It's the boys that'll eat you out of the house and home.
Yeah, I was like that. Right after she go grocery shopping, I grab the Pop-Tarts and the cereal, and I go to my room.
Oh, my God.
I go take it from everybody. She go get them and bring it back out here. It's bad. Yeah, but I can imagine. It's good, though.
And the other one's a girl, 8, 11, and 16.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 11, 16. So you have 2 boys and 2 girls also, or is it 3 girls, 2 boys?
No, all girls and 1 boy.
Okay, 3 girls, 1 boy, yeah. Man, he's got it tough, though, too. But you know what? Your Christmases are going to be amazing. That's what I tell people all the time. I'm 31, and I've been doing this since I got out of college, but I have a lot of friends who are like, you know, they're just having kids, or they're the complete opposite, like, I'll never have them, I swear I'll never have them, da-da-da, why did you have them? And I'm going, man, by the time you're 60, or we're 60, I'm going to be having a nice family-filled holiday with everybody around me, old in my rocker chair, yeah, and you're going to be outside freezing, asking for a dollar for some beer.
Oh my God.
I'm like, there's nothing wrong with having kids if you do it the right way. They take care of you later on. You got to bust your butt in the beginning, but it's all good.
That's true. It pays off.
Yeah, yeah. It stops you from being – you're going to need them in your later years, you know. Stop you from being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I got your profile squared away. I sent you a calendar invitation for that client interview between 5 and 6. I'll text you about 4 o'clock just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, Barbara, just let me know. I could always, like, reschedule it for you. I'll actually send over my direct number and extension as well. So that way, if you have questions, comments, concerns, need help walking through it, you can give me a call.
Alrighty.
All right. So I got everything squared away. Last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $199. How did you want to do that?
One second.
All right, I have the card when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4465 4205 4205 3817 3817 0408 0408.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0327 327,
and 3-digit code on the back.
548, and it's listed under Barbara Parham.
Okay, let me fix this. Is that normally how you pronounce your last name, Parham?
Correct. If you have the last name, you go by Parham. But most people, and don't get it twisted, like almost everybody who don't have the last name, they say Parham, because that's how it looks, Parham.
Yeah. The funny thing is with Donald, we call him Chicken Parm, like like Parm, like Parmesan.
What?
Yeah, we always mess around with him and call him Chicken Parm. But he's originally from Canada. I don't know if there's any relevance to that last name.
And they pronounce it Parham? Parham in Canada?
No, I think it might be Parham too, but I think he's one of those, he's a gentle giant kind of deal. So he just doesn't really correct people. I don't think he wants to spend all day like correcting people. So he just kind of lets them call him Parham.
Go with it. Yeah. it's even a street out here.
Yeah.
It's like a very like major street in Richmond, which is the capital of Virginia, and it's called Parham Road, and everybody knows the name here because of the road. If you're from here, then you're familiar with like Parham Road.
Parham Road. Yeah, there was a song that came out about Richmond, Virginia recently. You hear that song? The Richmond, North of Richmond?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh. It's a good one. It makes you want to cry. Yeah, it's real country, but it's a good song. I don't usually listen to country, but it was just kind of going viral, and he talks about how, like, everybody north, all the rich people that are north of Richmond are just kind of, like, the corrupt people that are, like, destroying the world. He's, like, very blue-collar.
Oh, really?
Blue-collar.
I need to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a really good song. I'm surprised when you said you didn't hear it. I'm like, it was going so viral. I feel like any social media that you turned on when it first came out, it was on there because it was just like very telling song of our generation. It's very interesting. I forgot the name of it. Are the artist Richmond, North of Richmond, it's called. And he's from there. The guy's name is Oliver Anthony.
Oliver, I'm about to look it up.
Yeah, Oliver Anthony, and the song's called Rich Men North of Richmond. Literally just came out this year.
Wow, yeah. I never heard of it, and I like country music, so.
Oh, this will give you goosebumps, because it's real Virginia. It's real Virginia.
He has an orange beard.
Yeah, he's a ginger guy. That's him, screaming outside. Yeah, but no, it struck a chord. I think it was everybody, you know. It's a good song. You'll see what I mean. You'll probably play it like 20 times for the day's over. but there's a security question on your account. Sorry, I just want to get this knocked out. So this is in case like you want to verify the identity of one of our reps that contact you, or we want to verify your identity for your account. So you have three options for the security question. You could do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah, I don't remember the pet, but we can go with my mom's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Last name Goode, G-O-O-D-E.
G-O-O-D-E. Okay. Let me retype it. Kathy space Goode.
And how do I sign up for the Splash account, you were saying? Or is that after we do the interview and whatnot?
Yeah, so you'll get, I'm going to send you, let me process your payment. Then it'll all come through automatically. So there's a outline of the agreement that's going to get sent over. You sign off on that. It'll take you to the login page. But they'll send you a separate email with the link to the app. So that way you could download the app and then you'll use that username and password. There's also like a little YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system too, like how to request reviews and everything. And then if you have a problem or if you need help with any of it, just call in and we could always walk you through it too. We have 24/7 customer service available to you and myself. I'm not 24/7.
Okay.
I'm 10 to 7 Eastern Standard, but there is 24/7 customer service department.
Okay.
Okay, let me get you processed here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Security question, good. Okay. And then for this discounted pricing structure, Barbara, I've locked you in. Okay. So everything goes well at the end of the month, you want to continue to use it, you get the same deal. It's not going to go up back up to the $4.99 pricing structure. So you can put that $300 towards groceries and turn off Home Advisor and put the rest of that towards groceries.
and see, maybe that's why I didn't list at first, because it was like $52 a month. That was the payment that I was making towards the Google, you know, the same thing we're doing right now, and that's probably why I didn't list at all.
Oh, because
so
the pricing?
I'm guessing you sound much more, you sound much more convincing and confident with what we're doing, and I'm trusting you, so I'm going to at least give it, you know, like another 45 days to just make sure everything's going to go as we hope, and I'll be able to, people will be able to Google cleaning services, and I'll pop up.
You'll love it. I have zero doubt, and I'm really happy that you're giving it a shot, because I'm telling you, but you give it that 45-day period, I mean, that's more than enough time. There's no way you're going to go back and use anything else. Everybody uses Google. I mean, the more research that you do, you'll see it's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years if you're on the first page, right? If you're on page two, page three, it doesn't matter. If you just have a Google business profile, that's what that is usually for the $50 or $50 a month. But being on the first page is a different ballgame, because most people don't go past the first page. So I'm putting you right where like 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. So there's no better way.
And
to build
do I have your direct information, or will I have like a specific person that I can reach out to if I need help trying to get the Google reviews and whatnot?
Yeah, so I'll be your account lead. There is an account management team that's going to help me with the fulfillment. But if you go to your text messages, you have my direct number and extension right there. This is John H. Yeah, so our customer service line is going to be attached to every text that you get, as well as you're being texted from the customer service line. So if you call that number, you hit extension 1, there's always a live operator available to you. If you hit extension 544, that'll call me directly.
So on my bank has sent me like a it always does this when it's any payment that they don't recognize or is out of the area.
Yeah.
And it's saying local / gas and quick express.
Gas and quick express.
I mean, I know local.
The gas and quick express is not us, though. That's got to be something else.
Okay.
You get gas this morning or yesterday? That one's not us. The local splash one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
your subscription
1-877 number.
So your subscription terms are in that link there. You'll find everything that we're doing for you outlined in writing, and they sent that to your email. It'll also have like the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. Basically, it's set up to auto-process each month on the 30th day. If there's not 30 days that month, it'll roll over to the first. It'll always be $199. It says that you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle, and that's it. We don't hold you hostage or charge any cancellation fee or anything like that. We want you to be voluntarily coming back each month. And then it says, like, in hiring us as your Google partner, Google certified marketing representative, we do ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. So we say try to respond to people within 24 to 48 hours. Live calls, obviously, would be the best, right? Because, I mean, you're catching them at the moment they're calling you and you're conversion rate's going to be like 90% at that point, but I understand you're busy, you know, four kids and another job, you know, not going to ride you hard if you're missing calls, but you do want to try to circle back with them within a day or two, usually, just to make sure that it's getting addressed. We want you to have a good, like, response rate, pretty much, and that'll definitely help. Doesn't got to be like home advisor, like, oh, hurry up, get back to them in the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. But try to get back to them, you know, at least hear them out. You're more than welcome, obviously, to take a cherry picking method to it too. A lot of people think like, oh, because I'm doing this, I need to answer and go out to every single person. And that's not the case. This is not slavery. you're a business owner. So
yeah.
by all means, like, cherry pick through and take what works for you, you know. If it doesn't work, when they contact you, you can find somebody else or try to dial another number, you know. But I see people drive themselves crazy in the beginning, you know, trying to answer everybody and go out to everybody. And it's like, there's going to be more. It's going to keep coming. Don't worry about it. Like, don't panic. You know, don't be afraid to let some of them go and just focus on the ones that are going to yield good return for your time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got everything squared away. Only things I need from you are to sign that subscription terms when you can. You're going to get another form, too, that'll say pictures needed for Google verification. Try to fill that out as quickly as possible and as much as you possibly can. It tells you right at the bottom if anything's missing or you need help, contact your account representative, which would be myself. Usually what will happen is if we can't verify it just from the stuff that you send over, or maybe you don't have all the appropriate documents, we'll just three-way call Google, and then we'll verify you over the phone. So I'll jump on the line with you and get that knocked out.
Okay.
Okay. And then that'll conclude the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. Like I said, I mean, you give this the allotted 30 to 45 days, you'll never use another marketing strategy. And I'm looking forward to showing you what I was talking about with that and hopefully stealing you away from Home Advisor. But I also want to tell you, like, our company we operate a little different, especially when we're first signing up a new client. We're not one of those companies where it's like, okay, set it and forget it. We'll be in communication. Like, the overall success of your company is important to us. Like I said, we're not making money if you're not making money. So with that being said, too, if there's anything that you feel like you need help with, you have questions, comments, or concerns, even if it's kind of outside of the spectrum of what we're currently providing, don't hesitate to call. Either myself or one of our representatives will be glad to assist you, even if it's not necessarily in the wheelhouse of what we're doing for you. Like, if you're a new business owner and you have, like, some questions about certain things, everybody we work with is a business owner. We've been in business for 20 years, and we're setting them up. I've had guys where I set up their emails, like, get them a good tax person, you know what I mean? So if that's you, you know, don't hesitate to ask. We kind of want to be, like, that extra voice in your back pocket to kind of help you and guide your business in the right direction.
Yeah, you actually sound like the representative that helped me with Angie's. He was awesome, too, so I went ahead and signed up too. So I'm like,
that doesn't make me feel good. Now I'm going to start being mean.
No.
I don't want to sound like those guys.
No, you're awesome. No,
okay.
If anything, it's a great thing because I've gotten so many of these calls and I turn everybody down. I'm very cheap. So this will be my last call that I take and accept. I'm not signing up for anything else.
Yeah, no, we'll be your last stop. We'll be your one-stop shop. The only real places where we could really upgrade your marketing from here, which I might throw out later on, you know, maybe a couple months down the line once we've already, like, stole you from those guys. But we could do, like, Facebook ads or do like, Google ads or Google Guarantee. There are some other things we could do to kind of increase the traffic, or if you hire some people at some point, there's, you know, we could definitely grow you. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you'll get. So, I mean, obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, I just want to get you up and running, start getting your phone ringing, and then, like I said, get you away from paying per lead, and then we could always talk about doing something bigger in the future.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, Barbara. Well, you have a great day. We'll circle back with you this afternoon for the client interview. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.